This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Commercial flights resume today at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport. It's one sign that life is slowly returning to normal in Texas after Hurricane Ike. Thousands of residents in the area are still without power, food, or water. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says more than 5 million meals are being sent to the region, along with generators and 5.6 million liters of water. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco joins us now from a FEMA distribution center in Houston. Mandalit, what's the scene like there?
Alex, this is just incredible. I'm at the Harvest Time Church in northern Houston, and there are the line is just incredible. People have been waiting here for 3-4 hours in their cars if they have gasoline. I mean, they're running out of gasoline because there's no gasoline. Or they walked. It's like a pilgrimage here. They're waiting to get 2 bags of ice, a bottle of water, and some ready-to-eat military-style packets of food. This is all coming in from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Agency, which just now today finally got some supplies here. And Alex, I'm standing in this long line with Claudette Maxwell. She lives not too far, and she's really hurting because she needs to refrigerate her insulin. There's no power, and without electricity, it's going to be tough. Claudette, do you want to talk to Alex for a moment?
Hello, Alex.
Hi there, Claudette. I'm sorry to hear about what's been going on there at the shelter. Can you tell us a little bit? Have you heard anything about your house and how it's holding up?
I have tried to call my daughter on the cell phone, but the power is like, you can't really get no service. And it's kind of like dead, but I have 4 kids and a grandbaby, and my main concern right now is to find somewhere to get insulin.
And how are things?
To refrigerate what I have left.
And how are you able to refrigerate with no power?
Just a little bit of ice what we're getting, but we've been here forever, so I hope the insulin that I have at the house is not hot.
How were you able to get there to that emergency center?
I had just a little gas in my car, just a little, and the light came on when I got here, so I had to walk the rest of the way, so hopefully I got enough to get back to 1960 and 45, but we're on Cypress Station where there's no nothing, and Kroger's is opening that store, and they're letting people come in there. They have stores around an area. They're letting people come in with no lights and giving out, you know, small stuff. I mean, they're just selling it. I mean, they sold somebody a bag of charcoal for $21, which I think is just ridiculous.
$21. That's amazing. Claudette, I wish you the best of luck. Can we get the phone back over to Mandalit for just a moment?
Okay.
So, Alex, as you heard, people are getting very desperate over here.
Mandalit, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
That's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco speaking to us from a FEMA distribution center in Houston.